Tonight we have been reading Matthew's account of the death of Jesus. You have noticed that Matthew takes pains to call attention to the injustice of his trials before the Jewish authorities and then before the Roman governor Pilate. He calls attention to the indignity of the beatings and mockery of the soldiers and the anguish of his sufferings on the cross. We might be tempted to think of Jesus as a helpless victim or a martyr. You know, a martyr stands against the prevailing trends in the culture or the power structures of his day, and he gives his life opposing evil. But there's much more to the story. In the words of Christian writer Tom Snail, the cross is no tragedy passively endured, but an action deliberately undertaken and successfully completed. Matthew would agree. Jesus was more than a victim. He was a volunteer. He gave himself to die for our sins. Matthew presents Jesus as a king, standing in silent dignity before the Roman authority. Are you the king of the Jews? It is as you say. And then at the end of the chapter, we have a Roman soldier, an officer, a man with blood on his hands, a professional killer, making this confession. Surely, he was the Son of God. Yet, to be sure, he suffered unspeakable agony and pain. It was the real human physical torture of a crucified criminal. As he suffered, he knew that his blood was being shed for the remission, forgiveness of our sins. It was the blood of the covenant, the new covenant between God and humanity. Sin was being dealt with once and for all. And the good news of the Christian message down through history and everywhere that it is preached is that the blood of Jesus Christ purchased redemption for any and all who will receive it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Anyone, Jew or Gentile, male or female, young or old, rich or poor, near or far, may receive the gift of forgiveness and eternal life purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have an example right here in Matthew 27. A hardened Gentile far from God, a Roman soldier, looks on in amazement as Jesus is dying and declares, "Surely he was the Son of God." What prompted this? Well, Matthew tells us about some unexpected and unusual events which accompanied the death of Jesus. As if God were adding an exclamation point or an amen to what was happening. The darkening of the sun in verse 45, for 3 hours as the Lord died. A sign of God's judgment on the sin of the world. God's judgment on Jesus as our vicarious sacrifice. And then the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom. This is nothing less than a miracle from heaven. Access to God is now open to all. Sins are forgiven. Atonement is completed. No more sacrifices will be required in the Jewish temple. The perfect high priest has offered not the blood of animals this time, but his own blood shed for the sins of the world. And the way to God is now open. And then the text tells us that there was a supernatural event that was a natural event. The supernatural part was in the timing. There was a great earthquake. Matthew says the earth shook and the rocks were split open. This wasn't unusual for that region, but the timing certainly got the attention of the Roman officer. So while the Jewish priests and the religious leaders and the scholars of the law were mocking Jesus and their hearts were hardened in unbelief. Here is a killer, a man with blood on his hands, a Gentile Roman officer who makes the great confession. Surely he was the Son of God. Was it the darkened sky and the rock split open that prompted this word of profound respect? Or was it perhaps the Lord's prayer for him? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Was it the word of Jesus to the thief dying on the cross who cried out to Jesus for mercy? And Jesus' answer was, this very day you will be with me in paradise. What he understood, what the soldier believed, we cannot say for sure. There's a movie coming out. It's going to be on TV, I think, titled A.D. You've heard about it. And it will suggest that this centurion is none other than Cornelius, who will make a full confession of faith a few weeks later and be baptized in Caesarea by the Apostle Peter. We do not know. But this we do know. He spoke the truth. Surely he was. No, surely he is the very Son of God. And tonight we worship him. Tonight we remember him. We thank him. We love him.